I just said, I hope you guys get paid.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
They are.
What a waste of money. Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is the first day of our CJO session. The time's 10 a.m. Congresswoman Rivard, will you please say our morning prayer?
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Good morning, Kahika. Good morning, Assistant Chief and my colleagues and anybody listening this morning. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. And I want to ask blessings for our staff, Father God, and for Trey as we move through session, Father God, and all of the chairs and the committees and those colleagues driving to and fro, Father God, ask for blessings for those and for Treasury and our employees and everyone involved with this session so that we may serve our people, Father God, and move. I hope we can move through it smoothly, Father God, and I ask for special blessings for those in mourning, Father God, and those suffering addiction, that they may surrender to you, Father God, a little bit more today. And I just ask that you feed the homeless and clothe those that are cold, Father God, and those that are warm, please protect them. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorst. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Let the record show that Congressman Tillman and Congressman Bighorst have both provided notice in advance that they would not be here today. Next, we have the executive message. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. It's an honor to make some opening remarks, which will be brief. Along with Chief of Staff and the Chief's office, have reviewed what has been filed, 28 pieces of legislation, and understanding more is to come. We've also reviewed the to prepare to see what's going on, the annual plans of the LLC, the gaming, and the CCLPECA health systems. And I could just tell you from where I'm standing, there are questions which you will get answered from all the various parts of the nation. But it appears to me this is going to be more work than appears on the paper. It just seems like Assistant Chief and I talked about a lot about what is the actual distribution availability going to be. From gaming, we keep hearing different answers to those questions. We're confident that Congress will settle in on a number, so we're going to watch that with great interest. Once we know what's available, we can move forward with more confidence. But along those lines, I just want to remind everyone, not only people here, but everyone in the nation, it was just a little over three years ago when our casinos were shut down, every casino in the state was closed. We were in emergency mode. with employees and services. We got through that pandemic, but we have to be aware that these kind of emergencies can come almost without warning. So we must prepare for those eventualities. In that regard, we really appreciate two pieces of legislation of the 28 filed so far, and that would be the ONCA 23-81 to authorize $2 million to the permanent fund out of retained revenue. We would support a larger amount, in fact. We also appreciate the direction and the language of ONCA 23-90, a portion of retained revenue into permanent funds annually. And as you all know, it has a nice mechanism in there. And also, anything that we can do to be prepared for any emergencies. And then finally, I would remind everyone that the COVID response to the CARES Act and the ARPA said no profits to be made in those first uses, those first years. We're now moving out of that into tribal funds to be used instead of ARPA. As you go through this, please remember that these programs, this greenhouse, this processing plant, this meat processing plant were designed to provide food security for our people. Because I remember very well on March 20, 2020, when the staff walked in and said, Chief, there is no meat. There's no meat for the children programs, no meat for elderly, there's none. And all the suppliers had no meat. Grocery stores were emptying out of food, fresh vegetables. That was real. And when you sit there, like you all do, and realize that we're responsible for making sure that the services are delivered, but if we don't have the resources, we just can't do it. So we need to get prepared just in case. And I do think it's not an exaggeration or trying to ring alarm bells. We just need to be prepared. So we just wanted to support that direction as much as possible. And good luck. All our staff will be providing all the information we can to assist. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Next is the legislative message. I just would like to thank the chairs for posting their meetings early and appropriations and health met, and I even think commerce at some point have met in the interim to start working on things that we know need to be addressed. Right now we have 23 bills filed, six resolutions. We have 14 appointees that have been sent down. Their packets are due by September 14th, and after we received those, then the chairs of the committees of jurisdictions of where those appointees will go can start looking through their packet. We do not yet have names for the one seat we know coming available for the Osage LLC, which is Danny Sadler. We have not received a name for that seat. We also have not received a name for the one seat on the Gaming Commission that we know is due, which is for Tammy Baldoff. And we have not yet received names for the Gaming Enterprise Board, where we have two vacant seats. So right now, 14 individuals with possibly more to come. on top of the 23 bills and six resolutions that we have had filed for this session, I need the government ops to be aware that you have eight bills in the Committee of Jurisdiction that are on the table. We have membership has one, appropriations has three, and commerce, gaming, and land has one. So you'll need to get with the sponsor to see when they want that on the agenda or if they want that on the agenda for this session. And then also I need for the chairs to be aware and be mindful that this is the budgetary session and your agendas need to reflect that. So if it's not an appropriation for the executive, judicial, or legislative branch, that needs to be heard first. Thank you. We are now on introduction of bills or resolutions. Seeing none, we are on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Revern.
Thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 23-81, an act to authorize and appropriate $2 million to the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning. Reading in ONCA 2382, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $2,643,719 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Revard. Congresswoman, you may continue throughout. You have several listed together.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. Reading in ONCA 23-83, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $17,427,423 in tribal and non-tribal funds to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 23-84, an act to authorize the IDC departments to expend monies appropriated through the FY 2024 appropriation bills and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 23-85, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $65,909,903 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 23-86, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $8,418,930 to the Capital Asset Fund for a new legislative branch building and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 23-87, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,920,920 for the restricted land maintenance and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2388, an act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm reading in ONCA 2389, an act to authorize and appropriate $100,000 to the Morgan's Corner Fire Protection District and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 23-90, an act to amend ONCA section 13-103, the Osage Nation retained revenue fund to put a portion of the annual unobligated funds in the permanent fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Continue.
Reading in ONCA 23-91 to authorize and appropriate a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $7 million to the capital asset fund for the purchase of land, design, engineering, and construction of a funeral services facility within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Potts. Congressman, you may continue throughout.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2392, an act to establish a maternity and paternity benefit for employees of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2393, an act to establish equal pay requirements in Osage law and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2394, an act to amend the Osage Nation health benefit to provide a cost of living adjustment and benefits to members under age 65 and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 2395, an act to amend the Osage Fair Minimum Wage Act at 19 ONC Section 2103 to raise the minimum wage for the Osage employees to $15.75 an hour beginning in 2024. ONCA 2396, an act to amend 11 ONC 4102 of the Higher Education Scholarship to increase the amount per credit hour to adjust for tuition increases at higher education institutions and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 2397, an act to amend and restate the Treasury Law at 15 ONC Sections 2, 304 to require the Principal Chief to appoint a Treasurer within 6 months of the vacancy and to establish an alternate effective date. Reading in ONCA 2398, an act to amend 15 ONC Section 1A101 to amend the definition of unobligated funds and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 2399, an act to provide an appropriation to CCOPECA for the fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $1,838,820 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Congresswoman, you have the next one.
Reading in ONCA 23-100, an act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse Hominy and Pawhuska Village Committee funds in the amount of $634,700 and for fiscal year 2024 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebard.
Reading in ONCA 23-101, an act to establish requirements and restrictions for assistance with improvements and maintenance of restricted land owned or held in life estate by individuals within the territory of the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 23-102, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2024 in the amount of $891,790 of tribal funds and $129,134 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebard.
Reading in ONCA 23-103, an act to amend ONCA 21-95 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds, reducing the overall amount by $145,100 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Is there a co-sponsor for ONCR 2318? All right, then I will read that in for Congressman Bickhorst. ONCR 2318 is a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2024. Congresswoman Rebard.
Reading in ONCR 23-19, a resolution to approve a request for 5% cost of living adjustment for the Osage Nation merited employees for fiscal year 2024.
Thank you. Congressman King.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCR 2030, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a detention services agreement with the Sac and Fox Nation for fiscal years 24 and 25, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to read in ONCR 2321, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the CCAPCOB Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2024.
Thank you. If there is no co-sponsor for ONCR 2322, Congresswoman Rebard.
Reading in ONCR 23-22, a resolution to support the Minerals Council's request to the Principal Chief of the Osage Nation to request the balance of the IIM account in the name of the Osage Nation to make it available for appropriation to the Minerals Council.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Reading in ONCR 2321, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to Paycom Payroll LLC for payroll services to CCAPCA.
Thank you. Okay, ONCA 2381 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2382 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2383. Everyone has a copy of this, so you don't feel like you need to write it down, but Section 8, Section 9, Section 10, Section 26 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Section 22 will be assigned to Education. Section 3, Section 5, Section 15, Section 16, 17, 19, 20, 21, 23, 24, 27, and 29 will be assigned to Government Operations. Sections 4, 6, 7, 11, 12, 13, 14, 18, 25, and 28 will be assigned to Health and Social Services. ONCA 2384 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2385. Sections 8, 9, 36, 37, 46, 50, and 68 will be assigned to appropriations. Sections 10, 16, 17, 18, 19, 26, 32, 33, 34, 42, 51, 52, 55, 59, 66, 67, and 72 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Sections 12, 13, 38, 43, 47, 54, 65, and 69 will be assigned to Culture. Sections 14, 15, 21, 58, 73, 74, 75, and 76 will be assigned to Education. Sections 20, 22, 23, 24, 25, 44, 48, 49, 53, 56, 57, 60, 62, 63, 70, 71, 77 will be assigned to government operations. Sections 11, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 35, 39, 40, 41, 61, and 64 will be assigned to health and social services, and section 45 will be assigned to membership. ONCA 2386 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2387 will be assigned to commerce, gaming, and land. ONCA 2388 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2389 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2390 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2391 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2392 will be assigned to government operations. ONCA 2393 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2394 will be assigned to health. ONCA 2395 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2396 will be assigned to education. ONCA 2397 will be assigned to government operations. ONCA 2398 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2399 will be assigned to health. ONCA 23100 will be assigned to culture. ONCA 23-101 will be assigned to commerce, gaming, and land. ONCA 23102 will be assigned to government operations. ONCA 23-103 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCR 2318 will be assigned to government operations. ONCR 2319 will be assigned to appropriations. ONCR 2320 will be assigned to government operations. ONCR 2321 will be assigned to health. ONCR 2322 will be assigned to appropriations. And ONCR 2323 will be assigned to health. We are now in motions and notices.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Thank you. The Appropriations Committee will meet at 11 a.m.
11 to 2. You're scheduled to 2. Okay. Thank you. Congresswoman Stabler.
Health and Social Services will meet tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
I apologize, Madam Speaker. Good morning. Government Operations Committee meeting will meet on Thursday, 9-7, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Thank you. We are now...
I have a question, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you. You mentioned 8 bills, and I'm not... I didn't get 8 bills for government operations, so unless you're also counting 83 and 85...
Yes, I was.
Thank you, ma'am.
Congressman Hamilton.
Motion to adjourn till Thursday, 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn until Thursday at 10 a.m. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Hearing none, we are adjourned till Thursday at 10 a.m. Thank you.